Good morning, and welcome to the Mental Breakdown Morning Show. I'm Dr. Bernie Wilkinson.
I'm Dr. Richard Marshall.
And it's January 4th, 2017.
Mm-hmm.
It's Wednesday. That's
no,
your cue.
No, I'm not going
to. No?
One of my resolutions.
It's hump day.
Hump day.
Today is, we're continuing with our acronym week. Acronym week. That's a little bit tough to say. And surprisingly tough to say. Acronym week. Wow. All right, so, and today is NSFW. Now, yesterday you said that you didn't know
NSFW.
Not safe for work.
Ooh.
Now, usually NSFW is on, they're on videos and material that they is sort of like as a warning to, hey, don't open this up at work.
What do you mean?
Get in
it's
trouble.
On, like on the packaging?
No. In the 21st century, we look at things on the computer, and so
I've never seen that.
So it will say, it'll have like the name of the video, and in parentheses it will say NSFW.
Never seen that.
Saying sort of as an indication, don't open this up at work.
Ah.
Or it might say in, or it will say SFW, safe for work. So NSFW means not safe for work. And so these are things that you shouldn't be looking at or doing or anything like that at work. And while that, again, usually is in reference to inappropriate material in some
so
form or fashion.
So you didn't make this up?
No.
I've never seen it.
So you hurt my brain sometimes.
No. Okay. Well, this is interesting.
You've never seen it before.
I've never seen it before.
One day, I will show
Maybe
you the
because...
wilds of the internet.
Oh, am I ready?
No.
No. Okay.
No. We'll have to have your heart checked first.
See, when we were talking about this in preparation for today's podcast, I thought this was just one of our acronyms that we wanted to add to the list.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't invent this.
No, we didn't invent any of these.
Well, I knew we didn't invent the first one, but...
So...
Okay.
It makes my brain hurt.
Because I like this topic, not safe for work.
Yeah.
Because this is a serious topic.
It is. And it, what it's, and I think it's mm-hmm. very relevant given mm-hmm. a lot of things that's happening in society right now, and especially here in the United States with the election and with a lot of the ideas and emotions that. Our political system and just social systems are have in place right now.
Mm-hmm.
So the main crux of what we're going to talk about with NSFW and it's sort of the other one that would go along with that is FYEO, right? For your eyes only. So these are things that you should consider talking about and communicating about. To a select population, you know,
right.
we hear a lot of people talk about, you know, the First Amendment, and the First Amendment gives us the freedom of speech. We should be able to say what we want to say,
mm-hmm.
And while that is absolutely true, there are consequences to what we say.
That's
and
right.
So, you know, sure you can say whatever you want to say, but if you say it in the wrong environment, you could lose your job, you could lose important relationships, you could offend people. It could create a whole variety of problems.
Yeah, yesterday we talked about taking advantage of opportunities.
Right.
But you have to be willing to accept negative consequences.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to invest money in a new business venture, that's fine. But you have to be willing to lose you know, you may lose that money and you have to be willing to lose it. This is the same thing.
Right.
Is that, yeah, you can say what you want, but there could be consequences
right.
With whatever you say. You know, the famous line about you can't scream fire
right.
in a movie theater. Yeah, you have freedom of speech, but there could be consequences
right.
to some of these things.
Yeah, mm-hmm. absolutely. So NSFW, what it reminds mm-hmm. us of is that there are certain things that you should do in restricted or certain settings.
Right.
You don't want to, and again, the reason I think that this is relevant with our current political system is that there are still people that are very raw from
the election. Yeah.
And they're still very upset and, you know, there's a group of people that are still very, very upset. And there's another group of people who are still sort of basking in the aftermath and the glow,
gloating
over the victory.
So like they conquered somebody,
right? Know. Right. And so we have this dichotomy, and so you have to be cautious. Well, you don't have to be.
No,
I suppose you don't.
Right.
You don't have to.
We would urge you to be,
right,
because of the consequences,
right? And because, you know, when we think about what the consequences could be, mm-hmm. when we think about what the ultimate purpose is, you know, if we're in sticking with the election, you know, Donald Trump won, he's going to be the president. And while he is, you know, he was elected by the people who were committed to his mission, right. You know, now he has to govern everyone in the United States. And so those who didn't vote for him, or those who may even be upset with the fact that he was elected, you know, he still has to govern them. And so when it comes to all of the gloating or the frustration or the anger or any of that kind of stuff, we have to find a way to move beyond that.
That's
so
right.
That we can get to a more calm, peaceful place. Mm-hmm. That's not mm-hmm. going to happen if we keep rubbing these areas raw with talking about things at times and in places where we shouldn't be talking about them.
Right. Right. These should continue to be academic discussions.
Right.
Reasonable discussions.
Right.
We have to get rid of some of this passion.
Right.
Post-election passion.
Right. And it goes with a lot of other topics that we would talk. You wouldn't, or that you would have to appreciate the consequences to have a anti-gun rally mm-hmm. outside of a gun show.
Right.
I mean,
that's right.
There's going to be consequences to that, and it's going to, you know, is it really going to serve the purpose that you hope for it to serve?
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to have those conversations in the appropriate setting, because otherwise you're going to elicit emotions and thoughts and feelings that are not going to get you where you want to go.
That's right. And social media is another place,
right,
that's filled with landmines when
right.
it comes to this. There was a story at the end of last year about the physician who was fired from her position at the University of Colorado
mm-hmm.
because she made derogatory comments about the First Lady.
Right.
You know, and she lost her job over
right.
that. So again, you're allowed to say, yes, technically you're allowed to say whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to be willing to accept the consequences if that information gets to people who might charge you very harshly for it.
Right, right.
And we warn our children all the time, don't put it on social media.
Right.
They do anyway.
Right.
For some reason, our children think that this stuff disappears, you know,
mm-hmm.
never disappears.
Right.
But they do it anyway. So, yes, be careful.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So NSFW reminds us to be mindful of what we say, where we say it, and how we say it. And you know, and that's not even going into the whole aspect of, as you were sort of touching on there, of social media and
right.
the fact that once you put something out there, it's out there.
It's out there.
And so if you take a picture of yourself, or you have put an image of yourself out there, it's out there, and it doesn't go away, it doesn't disappear, mm-hmm. and so it's there forevermore. And so you have to be very mindful of some of those decisions that you make, because mm-hmm. once it's there, it's there.
That's right.
I heard a statistic. I can't remember what it is now, the specific statistic, but you know, well over half, up to 75% or more of divorces now
mm-hmm.
include in their discovery include Facebook screenshots.
Mm-hmm.
And so what that means is that when you put something out there, it's going to be there, and people are going to use it to judge you, to make decisions about you, and to determine whether they should hire you or not, whether they would get into a relationship with you or not,
mm-hmm.
and certainly whether you're going to be able to remain employed, or all those kinds of things. So be mindful.
Now more than ever.
Right.
You know, with social media as it is, now more than ever, you have to be careful.
Absolutely. So, all right. Well, that's it for Hump Day.
Wednesday.
Yep. So okay. We will be back tomorrow morning for another episode. Okay. And tomorrow, tomorrow's acronym is TBT, Throwback Thursday. You didn't want me to say it.
Yeah, I wanted to wait until tomorrow.
Well, that's all right.
Throwback.
You know what? I'll say it tomorrow, and I'll say it's a throwback to yesterday.
TBT.
Throwback Thursday. Yeah.
Just three letters.
It's really an indication of how little you engage in social media.
Is Throwback Thursday a real thing, too? Okay, tomorrow. Okay, tomorrow morning. We'll discuss this in detail.
Well, I'm speechless. All right, guys. Bye. See you tomorrow.
I'll be here.